Hey there, it's Liz Garcia. Welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast on trumpetoftruthradio.com and videocast on YouTube at trumpetoftruth.com. This is the place to discover the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. Now, this is one of three segments I put out every week in your weekly dose. And this week, we're looking at 101 ways to peace. And these 101 ways to peace, happiness, and success can all be found on Dr. Hawkins' Book of Slides, which is a book of all the lectures that Dr. Hawkins did throughout the years discussing his levels of consciousness, understanding the map of consciousness, understanding advanced spiritual topics and enlightenment, right? What's the pathway to enlightenment? If you want to know, Hawkins would be the one to teach you. So today we're looking at 101 ways to happiness, number one, and that is let go of trying to change and control others. Now, I've talked about this issue before, and I have a great example of when I was in my teens, and this is before I had any awareness of levels of consciousness, having any interest in spiritual development, personal growth. Yeah, I didn't really think too much about it as a teenager. However, my mother and I used to battle it out, like, you know, many teenage daughters and mothers do, or parents in general and their kids. There's this battle for control and wanting to change somebody. And parents, many parents, you know, they call them helicopter parents, I guess. I'm not a parent. I own three dogs, no kids. But there's this energy of wanting to control how their life is going to go, right? Perfectionism is running and controlling is running and wanting to change them to suit you is running. All those energies, just so you know, are of lower consciousness. They are highly destructive in relationships, for sure. But, you know, so I used to battle for control with my mother. It was an ego battle all the time. And one day I decided to let it go. And I don't know how that came about, but I just decided, I give. You can be right. It doesn't matter. And it wasn't like turning into a milk toast or losing my power. It was actually claiming my power and accepting that she can be right if she wants. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't have to affect me. I can let it go. And when I stepped into this understanding, I stepped into the energy of freedom. I felt it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so freeing. And I even told my mother, Mom, you should try letting go of having to control anything. It's freeing. And she just was not going to hear any of it coming from me. So we all have to step into our own understanding of this, you know. She's actually doing me a favor by showing me this and helping me to step into my own sense of self and freedom by being willing to let go of the ego battle with anyone else and stop being right. So I always like to bring you, the audience, back to neutral, an understanding of the power of neutral. Neutral calibrates at 250 on the map of consciousness. And when you realize that if you let go of having opinions or having to be right or having to have a position on anything, you stepped into true power. And I think what needs to be understood, because you don't want someone else to be right, right? If you're feeling that, oh, I'm not going to let them be right. You're bringing yourself down the sinkhole of lower consciousness, which is fine. But if you want the freedom and the joy and the relief of ending the ego battle, I always make the recommendation of stepping into neutral. Neutral is powerful. And it's fun and freeing, and the energies of neutral are so much better than the energies of resistance and trying to put up a battle. It's so exhausting to have to be with someone who has to be right all the time. And by the way, if you're one of those people, you may lose friends. People don't want to be around you, because don't take it personally. It's the energy field that you're bringing into the relationship. That's a downward pull. It's a toilet bowl suck. into lower consciousness, which is the energy field of that. So the solution to this is learning how to let go of having to have a position. And I do a whole episode on how to let go and break free from the struggle. That's episode 10. It's kind of a foundational basics to everything that I do. So my intention is to keep these videos shorter and sweeter now, but packed full of juicy understanding. So that's today's weekly dose of higher consciousness in regards to 101 ways to peace. Next week, we're going to do 101 ways to success. That'll be fun to explore, according to Dr. Hawkins. Thank you for joining me. If you find this fun and interesting, you'll want to subscribe to the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com or listen in on the podcast, and you can download it on your favorite app at trumpetoftruthradio.com. Ciao for now. I'll see you next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.